This is the seventh reading of the Paschal Vigil. It's Ezekiel 36. And it's all about restoration, being restored. Only God can restore. We can restore, we can destroy, but we can't restore. God has to just do that. So this is a text that's beautiful to read at the Easter Vigil. Just think of the people. Suppose I'm 55 years old, and I was at one time, and but I've lived a pretty lousy life. You know, I've been stealing in business, and I've been unfaithful to my wife, and all of a sudden God touched me, and now I'm on the right track. Wouldn't it be nice to hear this text? Which is this promise. I'm going to give you a new heart. I'm going to give you all you need to live a life that is in union with me. And so the text goes like this, okay? I say it starts with chapter 36, starting with verse 16. And the word of the Lord came to me saying, Ben-Adam, son of man, that's the term, it's a lot, he calls himself that. When the house of Israel lived in their land, they defiled it by their conduct and deeds. Therefore, I poured out my fury upon them because of the blood they had poured out on the ground. Think of that in terms of abortion. How many million infants, helpless, have had their blood poured out? You see? Because they defiled it with idols. Do we do that? Do we worship sticks and stones? No, we worship the stock market, fashions, movies. We worship an idol is something of ultimate concern. Money. 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 We worship it. I'll tell you a story. A couple of these young Israeli boys went and visited this old Arab man. And they said, look, your neighbor there, he's going to sell his property. Why don't you buy it? Amalgamate. You see, then you'd have all these different crops, and you could sell them and make a lot of money. And then what? You could retire. What am I going to do then? Oh, you could sit around talking to your friends. You could go fishing. He says, I'm doing that now. Why chase a bubble when I got it? Anyway. When they came among the nations, wherever they came, they served to profane my holy name, because it was said of them, these are the people of the Lord, yet they had to leave their land. Their God threw them out of the land he promised them. They were that rotten. So if they're that rotten, we can oppress them. You see? So I have relented. This is the mercy of God. I have relented because of my holy name, which the house of Israel profaned among the nations where they came. Therefore, I say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, not for your sakes do I act, house of Israel, but for the sake of my holy name, which you profaned among the nations. I will prove the holiness of my great name profaned among the nations in whose midst you have profaned it. I am going to save you so that they will know how faithful I am to my commitments. You're not faithful to your commitments, but I'm going to give you another break. I'm going to bring you back from exile where you're foreigners. You're just about able to speak the language. You can't have your own customs. If you're working for somebody, you can't keep Shabbat because you got to work all day. You know, I'm going to bring you back and give you another chance. And the whole world is going to be astounded. And he describes this second chance in terms, you see, of this new water and the new heart. And that's what he's telling right here, you see. Thus the nations shall know that I am Adonai, says Adonai. Elohim, when in their sight I prove my holiness through you. Now, why would he say holiness? Because, you see, holy is kadosh, and kadosh means different, cut off, elevated, kadosh. Make Shabbat kadosh, right? Keep holy the Shabbat. Make it different, holy, set apart. So, but who is holy? God. Didn't the seraphim sing that? Kadosh, 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 when in Isaiah's vision? And when they sang it, the whole temple shook. Because God is kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. So, when I prove my holiness through you, I'm different. Anybody else would just punish you, let you go poor, let you be laughed at. I'm finished with you. You didn't do one thing I said, even though I saved you from Egypt, I brought you out, I drove other people out and gave you their land, and you haven't been faithful to me. So holiness means staying away from them. And God says, no, holiness is to be different, to be kadosh, to be cut off. And that holiness, then, the holiness of God, is his love. That's what makes him so different from us. You see? For I will take you away from among the nations, gather you from all the foreign lands, and bring you back to your own land. What a promise! Do you know that Israel is still waiting for that? When in 1948, I guess it was, they came back there to the land. Our land, again. Lots of other people there. There were wars, still are, you know. And it was Yves Congar who said, you know, Israel first had a chance to learn that you can't keep the law without grace, and they didn't learn it. Now, if they want, they can learn you can't keep the land without grace either. You've got to keep the Torah, and you've got to respect everybody else. And so far as they do that, you see, that's what's been promised to them. Well, how are they going to do it? Here's how they're going to do it. I will sprinkle clean water upon you and cleanse you from all your impurities, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. I will give you a new heart and place a new spirit within you, taking from your bodies your stony hearts and giving you hearts of flesh. A really human heart. A really human heart. You know, you meet people who are just really human. They have real compassion. They have dignity. They're not all emotional, but they have compassion. They have holiness. They have a human heart. So I'll give you a heart of flesh, is what the text says, you see. A human heart. And I will put my spirit within you and make you live by my statutes. Why? Because my spirit, my own life principle, the spirit, the Holy Spirit in the Trinity, I will give you our spirit. And you know, if we will yield to that spirit, we can be saints. And we can have a life that makes sense no matter what the difficulties. And we can help lots of other people. And that's what this baptism is all about. That's why this text is there for Holy Saturday, the night of the baptisms, you see. I will put my spirit within you and make you live by my statutes, careful to observe my decrees. You shall live in the land I gave your fathers. You shall be my people, and I shall be your God. And that text, you see, means that's covenant terminology, you see. You will be my people, and I shall be Elohecha. I will be your God. And we will be bound together. My friends, that's what's supposed to happen at every Holy Communion. But the Lord God, who is God incarnate in Christ Jesus, you see, he ratifies that covenant. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the remission of sins. And if you take that into you, you see, and respond, then we are bound together. and you really are my people, and we really have a covenant, and we really know each other and who each other are, and we love and trust each other. And I can make you shine for the world to see and have hope. When Europe was doing all right, which is quite a few centuries ago now, the rest of the world could look and say, yeah, they have war. But I mean, there's a way they really have some human life there. Now, a couple of hundred years of claiming that they're atheists, what have they got? Nothing. Except the euro. And they can worship that if they want, but it's not going to do them much good. Okay. So, he goes on, then you see, you'll live in the land and you shall be my people. I'll be taking care of you. I'll be thrilled. You're back in the land I gave your fathers. I'll be so happy to care for you. You pray for rain, I'll give rain. That's God. And we don't understand him. So we kind of make a caricature of him, and then we think we can disobey him. Because he's harsh, and he's unforgiving, and he doesn't like some of our pleasures. He calls them sins. So we're going to do what we want and stay away from him. And what happens then? Look at the world. Look at the world. And again, the primary sin, the murder of millions, millions of babies every single year, and the destruction of millions of women, so many of whom have terrible consequences from abortion. And yet we go on thinking there's nothing to it, you know? And so this a text here in Ezekiel 36, you see, is trying to tell us, you want happiness, do what I tell you. I can teach you how to live. And if you live that way, all the world will say, look how smart they are. Look at the way their kids obey them. Look at the way the kids grow up and are successful and poised and worship God and acknowledge God. Look at their marriages. They stick together. They don't fight. You know, look at them. That's what gives the world hope, my friends. I know families like that, and you know, their neighbors come to them sometimes and say, how do you do it? We never hear anybody shouting in your house. All your kids obey you, and they're going to school and they're doing well. How do you do it? Obey God. Have the Spirit of God dwell in you, because he is the new law himself, right? As everybody says, I mean, starting with Jeremiah, I'll put my law inside of you. So the law inside of us is the Holy Spirit. And if we listen to him, if we yield to him, our life will make sense. And our words will make sense. And our witness to others to help them come to know the Lord will make sense. That's the promise. That's the promise. And so then following from that comes the, when there are baptisms, we have just a few seconds, but it's the baptism, Psalm 42 and 43, you know, lines from each one. A thirst is my soul for God, the living God. When shall I go and behold the face of God? I went with the throng and led them in procession to the house of God, amid loud cries of joy and thanksgiving, with the multitude keeping festival. O Lord, send forth your light and your truth. They shall lead me on and bring me to your holy mountain, not just this mountain, Sinai, or Sion, or Sinai, but your mountain, eternal life. Then I will go to the altar of God, the God of my gladness and joy. Then I will give you thanks upon the harp, O God, my God. Amen.